Do you edit this? Is that
No, not me personally. What I'll do is I'll send it off to James and let him edit it first.
ah.
And he'll take out all the and ahs and stutterings that we do and make it
Okay,
really
that's
nice.
good. That's good.
And he'll probably cut out some of the stuff that's not that interesting too, or if we ramble after a while.
Sure. Before you start recording, Mike, I want to really thank you for all your work. It's just been amazing what you've done.
You're welcome. It's no big deal.
For us non-techies, I have to tell you, it's very impressive. So.
I'm ready if you are.
All right.
So this is LMAL Radio, and this is Mike Hoffman, and I'm interviewing today Esther, and it's Wallner? Yes,
Yes.
Esther Wallner. And did you go to Brick World last year?
I did.
Okay, was that your first Lego convention?
It was, in fact, my story is a little bit, I think, atypical in that the way I came back into Lego as an adult, my youngest son, with everybody else having recently emptied the nest, needed a playmate and asked me if I would play Lego with him. That was like 4 years, no, more than that, more than 4 years ago. And so since we're close to Mall of America and the Lego Imaginarium, I was able to access very nice quantities of Lego, and I discovered Brick World, Bricklink via eBay. But that was the extent of my connection with the online community, and because I had no like connection with the online community, and I just wasn't exposed to the AFOL at all and didn't know it was out there for all those years. So I saw the advertisement for Brick World in the Lego magazine and decided, actually, what I did is I d decided that I would ask my non-Lego significant other if my son and I could pop over there on Sunday for the public day. And he read the article and said, "Heck no, you're going for the whole convention." So we did, and we had an absolute blast. And I just literally discovered this whole world that I had no idea was out there. And then, as sort of a coattail to Brick World, Steve DeKramer then founded our Twinlug group. And so I discovered being able to be a part of a lug at the same time. And so I have a very short history of actually being part of the AFOL community, and it actually did start at Brick World last year.
Very cool and exciting. So what were some of the things about last year's convention that blew your mind as a new attendee?
Well, it was an interesting mix. On the one hand, I was extremely intimidated. All these people were running around, seeming like they knew what they were doing, and just doing things that I'd never dreamed a person could do with Lego. And at the same time, I made a very good decision, which is I wanted to come early and just hang out in the ballroom and watch people build and assemble stuff. That was a really good choice. I learned so much just from being there. But at the same time, like I say, I was kind of intimidated. I didn't really, as far as talking to people and asking questions, I was pretty, hesitant to do that, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to be the newbie coordinator this year, because I figured I wasn't the only one who felt that way. The other thing that was interesting to me is that I found the culture of Brick World really compelling. The sense of family and connectedness and supporting one another and encouraging one another was very strong. And I got the impression that while that certainly happens to some degree at other adult events, that just the personalities of the people who had founded Brick World, Adam and Brian, and the kind of mix they had put together, team, really focused so much on that they sort of raised the bar, I think. And that was really a cool experience for me.
Now you said you're the newbie coordinator this year. Now what responsibilities does that entail, and how did you become a coordinator for Brickworld?